You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Now pay attention, 007.
Are you ready for adventure?
Yes, sir!
Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face.
I agree.
Now let's do this!
Hey, good morning, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. It's Wednesday, March 20th. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning, JP.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
I never went on spring break, and I if I'm right, Coriel, you've never done
never
a spring
done
break before,
either.
Like when you were in college. Nick, did you do spring break?
No. Golly gee, I was so poor in college. Spring break was just going home to hang with my family.
Yeah, I think we all have kind of the
same
mindset
yep.
when it's like that. But there have been a lot of stories that have happened this week involving spring break, as I guess on for the college kids right now. And Florida is a place to go.
Well, not anymore. Miami is kicking them all out.
Yeah, that's happening in Miami. But there are still some places in Florida that are like, come on down, spring breakers.
Well, I'm sure some people didn't read the news, or they didn't take it seriously, and they showed up for their Miami spring break, and then they're like, oh, they're serious. So now they got to find somewhere to go.
Yeah. So
there's beers to drink and dumb decisions to be made.
And one of the dumb decisions that is to be made down in Florida is one you have to pay for.
Oh, okay.
There's a bartender in Florida that's making a very good living slapping spring breakers in the face.
Oh, they have a bar like that in Iowa.
Nice.
They have a bar like that, I think, in the Ozarks, too.
Yeah, you take a shot, and the bartender's like sitting on the bar top there. And you're sitting between her legs, usually. Like, she's kind of like scooted up at the end of the bar, and you're kind of scooted towards her, and then you take your shot, and then she like splashes water in your face, and she gives you a big bee slap.
So is the hurricane shot? Is that what it's?
They might.
Sounds very Florida.
Yeah, sounds. Yeah.
I'm just saying. I think it's probably their version.
So this lady, she is a bartender there, and she gives you the hurricane shot. Most of her customers are men, but she also slaps women too. And for $30, you take a shot, have a pitcher of water thrown in your face, and get slapped in the face hard.
The Iowa bar must do something. They might have modeled it after this. Because I feel like this is a very originated in Florida thing.
They're all over the place. The other question is, why would you want to do that?
I'd pay for it.
You'd pay for that $30 to get smacked in the face.
Yes, I think that's funny.
I would do that for $20 right now for you if you'd
like. I thought you'd say you'd do that for free. Are you kidding?
Free? I mean, no.
Well, if there's money making opportunity, I don't blame him on that.
Right.
There is a good to be, you know, transferred here.
Yes, there is.
This is the craziest thing about it. She's pulling $6,000 a night on those shots.
What?
She must be an absolute dime piece.
She must be.
I bet she is.
Oh, I did get a message from a friend of ours. We went to the Ozarks last year. The swim-up bar that I was thinking that maybe they did the hurricane shot, that's actually a bar where one of the bartenders there is a champion arm wrestler, and she can beat anybody that comes to that bar.
Oh, that's sweet.
She is fantastic.
That's awesome.
So, but yeah, if you want to, experience spring break.
I would like to know, maybe we can ask this down the road, but what's the silliest thing you've ever spent money on? Where afterwards you were like, this is going to be so cool. And then it happened and you're like, why did I do that? What was the reason for that $30 that I just paid this person to smack me?
Says every parent in Switzerland or wherever, Sweden, when that Willy Wonka experience came through.
Oh, yes, yeah, for sure.
Why did I just spend $45 on parade float props in an empty warehouse with a creepy chick with terrible bangs.
Yeah, with a guy with a monkey in the corner. What is this about? There's nothing going on with this Willy Wonka experience.
For real. That's what they're thinking. And why did I spend money on this?
Right. Well, I think you've got a good point, Nick. We'll have to bring that back.
I'm just curious. Because, I don't.
Money on.
Like, what? $30?
Yeah.
What are we talking about here?
And she's clearing $6,000 a night.
Would you rather get slapped in the face after taking a shot at a bar, or have a fantastic steak? Come on!
I mean, you're gonna
come
steak.
On.
I'm getting slapped in the face.
Oh my God, Coriel!
That explains our show so well. Let's get to today.
Coming up
next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right, we've got couples therapy, and it is a time-sensitive couples therapy. Has to be decided today, so you will have to pick a side between Logan and his wife Jocelyn today, and that'll come up at 7:20. We'll get you a chance to win your way to see Brothers Osborne And we'll get you the nitty-gritty for Music City next.
Jimmy Allen's surprising admission. George Strait trolls NCMT Music Award performances.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coryell has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty-gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. It's been a wild week in the life of Jimmy Allen. So Friday, the sexual assault lawsuit against him was dropped as the two parties came to a financial agreement rather than to go to court. Yesterday, he revealed on his Instagram story, you guys are, this is going to be crazy, guys, that he had 6 kids.
Wait.
Not the 4 everybody already knew about.
Wait, what?
So the other 2 kids were toddlers. And were not his by his like wife
current wife
Alexis Gale.
Well, yeah.
So for her part, she posted a video on Instagram saying that she quote didn't have anything to say, adding quote those lies will always catch up to you. What's done in the dark will come out in the light. So keep playing.
Wow,
man.
So yeah. The saga is just getting worse.
I can't imagine how much money he paid out to get this to all go away.
In the court system. Yeah, the first one.
Like,
yeah,
when he decided to like, you know, when they dropped everything, that means money exchanged hands, and they both agreed. All right, cool. This settlement's good enough. We won't take you to court, and all this stuff won't. But he probably still brought that up because that was one of the things I bet he was worried about coming out.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
All the secrets are coming out now.
And I'm surprised it took till now. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That it didn't come out sooner? Yeah.
You've got a couple other extra kids that nobody knew about, including your wife.
Crazy.
Man, that's crazy.
Just crazy. Who knew that George Strait has a little troll in him? He definitely does. King George appeared to be trolling his Texas fans when his concert schedule was released. There were no Texas dates listed. His Lone Star State fans were less than pleased. Mm. Strait posted a video on social media highlighting all the unhappy comments that fans left about the absence of Texas dates. As the video goes on, the comments part, revealing George Strait sitting with a big smile on his face, giving all the negative comments a big thumbs down. So it's the ultimate troll. Turns out George had been holding out, belatedly revealing he was performing in Texas June 15th at Texas A&M's Kyle Field with like Parker McCollum and Katie Offerman. Parker McCollum, I'm sure, is like freaking out because George Strait's his idol. So
that'll be huge.
That's pretty cool. But yeah, kind of cute from King George. He just kind of wanted to play along a little bit.
Good for him.
Keep everybody guessing a little bit. The first round of performances for this year's CMT Music Awards has been announced. Taking the stage during the ceremony, Bailey Zimmerman, Jelly Roll, Keith Urban, Lainey Wilson, Sam Hunt, and Kelsey Ballerini. Others will be announced as the evening draws closer. There's always like a laundry list by the time it gets basically here. The 2024 CMT Music Awards airs on Sunday, April 7th. You can watch it on CBS, and then it'll be available to stream live and on demand on Paramount Plus. It's a nitty gritty from Music City. I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9.
What is good in your world? Let us know. Facebook X or Instagram, KX969, and we'll get you on the show. Coryell, do you got a good thing today?
One of my good things is, first of all, got to give a shout out, a belated birthday shout out to Lori. Ran into Lori at Kelly's last night. That's the watering hole by our house that we frequent. Nice. So happy belated birthday to Lori. Also, this Saturday, if you love pickles, I mean, I love a good pickle. Big, juicy pickle, all right? Nothing's better, in my opinion.
Mm.
Midtown Crossing at Turner Park has a whole event for my pickle people. It's Midtown Crossing's Pickle Party, Omaha's original pickle party.
Nice.
It goes from 3 to 6. There's like food and drink menus also available. So if you're not like looking for all things pickle, you can still come along with your pickle crazy friend.
Yeah.
But there is, I'm gonna try to stop saying pickle. But
I'll say it as many times as you need to.
Because I'm going to say it 1,000 times by saying this. But Cold Stone Creamy, for example, has like chocolate dipped pickles. Empire Room Omaha, spicy pickle margarita. Of course, Pickleman's will be there. There's like pizza and beer and burgers with specific like pickle sauce for fries.
Will there be pickle cards and pickle balls?
There should be.
Nice.
There's just even added all pickle.
There's even a pickle pitching contest from 4 to 5, hosted by Game On Omaha.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it seems just crazy enough for it to work, and there's a lot of, opportunity to go out and about and enjoy pickles and also other drinks and food. So, if you're interested in trying something new, that's this Saturday.
Get your pickle on.
Get your pickle on.
You're a good thing.
Okay, first, since we're doing birthday shout-outs, we have to shout out one of our favorite substitutes in the history of the J.P. Coriel and Husker Nick show, and that is one Lindsay Ranke. It's her birthday today!
What? Happy birthday!
So very happy birthday to one of our favorite sub-co-hosts in the world.
Mm.
Also, you're going to have to give me a second here because, you know what? I'm very fortunate to be part of the best morning show in Nebraska in this one, as was voted last year, and then we won an award, right?
Yep.
Braggadocious about that.
Woo!
Now I got to be braggadocious about my other activities I like to do, which is called commercial real estate. That's my other job that I have during the day. Just featured in the Faces of Lincoln magazine is One Line Partners. That's the group that I am part of. I'm very proud to be part of that group.
Awesome.
And we were featured as the real estate company to go to for commercial real estate here in town. And it's cool because the line that we give, and I can't give you the exact words that we use because I would get in trouble with the FCC, but we like to bring cool stuff to Lincoln, Nebraska. And that is the plan for our group. And because we get to build the city, we get to do really cool stuff. And whether it's, Maddie, Pat, Hank, Chris, there's just a great team, that we work with, Matt Eskra, and we do all this stuff, and it's a lot of fun, and it's cool to get recognized for that. And in case you're wondering, this is how much into Lincoln, Nebraska we are. Our name is Line, L-I-N-E, that is Lincoln, Nebraska, because that's who we are and what we do.
Oh, I always wonder.
Yeah, so if you get a chance, please feel free to reach out. We all have, we're part of a group. We've got a bunch of different agents. I, of course, am one of them, so I would love to help you out. But we, it's neat to be featured in this magazine and, just get talked about as kind of the big-time new next generation of commercial real estate agents in
probably
town.
A great feeling. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's cool. Hey, in 1 year, recognized for an awesome radio show and being recognized for being part of an awesome group in commercial real estate, that's fun.
That's good stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. My good thing is our mutual friend Zach introduced me to the Hundreds of Men Who Care Lincoln Group, and there's also a Hundreds Women Who Care Lincoln Group. And what this is quarterly, a group of people, business people, get together and they get a chance to kind of talk to each other about their own businesses, but also bring and nominate a charity to donate to. And so who comes, you can choose to just come and be a part of it. You can choose to come and donate to the charity as well. And so whoever is all there, whatever money is gathered up with everybody that showed up, the money then, three people will get to tell everybody about their charity. And we all vote on who should get that money that night.
Cool.
And that the one featured group from the last time that we all met was Domestipups. And they brought by Major, which is a beautiful retriever that is like the mascot for Domestipups, mm-hmm. and helping as a service dog. And so they were able to get some money from this group, the 100 Men Who Care, and the women do the same thing. They had their lunch as well at Huddle last night. And
so you it's pay for the lunch, sort of, and then is like technically a donation?
Yeah, you come, they've got food and drinks for you to partake in. You give $100 just right there, and everybody, all that money goes right to that charity. And so just a shout out to Domestipups and the ladies that were there last night, and Major being a very, very cool dog. I nominated Tyson Treasure Chest Foundation, and thanks to some people who voted for it, that was the charity that got picked this time around. So the next time we meet, we'll be able to present a check to the Tyson Treasure Chest Foundation.
Sweet.
So if you are looking for something cool like this with other like-minded business people, men and women, they've got their own groups. You can check it out. Hundreds of Women Who Care Lincoln, Hundreds of Men Who Care Lincoln. It's on Facebook. Go there. Find out more about it. I highly recommend it. It's a great networking thing. The other big thing we've got for you is, yes, there's still money. Nobody's winning this money.
Oh, my gosh.
It's almost $1 billion for this coming Mega Millions over the weekend. It's like $977 million right now. Powerball still is going up there, $687 million for tonight's jackpot.
I appreciate everybody feeding into the kitty so that we can take it all home. I mean, it's getting a little dicey, though.
We're going to share.
Let's go ahead and win this already. Okay. Come on.
So if you'd like to get the Millionaires Club for the Powerball tonight, 466-9696, we need your name, your lucky number, and a phone number to call you back when we win.
I immediately regret this decision.
The extreme things you've had to do for your job. This stemmed from a story we brought yesterday. Is a zoo in Japan where they were doing tests on what if an animal escapes. And they were working with the white tigers. And one of their employees put on a hoodie with a tiger face on the hood and ran around on all fours. And they pretended tranquilizing him and testing out how to bring down a tiger if it got loose at the zoo.
In my heart, this guy was running around and, like, he would stop, sit on kind of a rock and start licking his paw. He's really into it.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I want to get that employee of the month award.
Yep.
They probably had to host like relay races to time people to see who was maybe the fastest.
Yeah.
So it could be closest to maybe sort of how fast that cat would be.
Right. Because there's no way that person could simulate
exactly
how fast those cats are. But we wanted to know from you the extreme things you have had to do for your job or you do for your job. Nick, at one point in time, I had to swim in some trash water at the movie theater to release
Dive into it. Oh, my God. Yeah, it was gross.
Just disgusting. So we wanted to know from you, and you chimed in on Facebook with some very interesting and shocking things.
Yes. So on Facebook, KX969, Nicole says, I had to go back to work at a restaurant after cutting the tip of my finger off because no one else would cover my shift.
That's crazy that they would do that. They'd be like, get back in there. Just get back in there.
Yes, that is truly like the memes that go around every time there's extreme weather, especially in the wintertime, where it's like 45 below wind chills, historically low cold. 5 feet of ice covering the ground and 10 feet of snow. And then it's like, manager, you still coming in today, right?
Yeah. The manager's like, pretty much, you got some tussin. Take some Robitussin. Get back in there.
Melissa said, going into the men's room to get the CEO for a very important phone call. She had to run into the men's bathroom and get her CEO out of there to take a big call.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that'd be strange. I'd go, what? I'll pass a note under the door.
Sir!
Absolutely not.
Sir, stop pooping! There is a call!
Pinch it off. We have a phone call!
Oh my God.
You got a call!
You got a call and it's important!
Larry says, drive a cargo van with utility trailer hooked up. Not a confident driver. There were more wild tasks asked, but this was by far the craziest to me. He said it would build character, and I said, I don't have good enough insurance to cover the inevitable loss. Which makes me think of, I think there are a lot of scenarios in this industry. I can't even think of one. There's so many that we've probably all been subjected to. Some crazy things that we've been asked to do in radio.
We brought a horse into this building.
I would say that reminds me of the time that Rob had me.
Oh my God, I was about to bring this up.
Drive. I mean, I had no business doing this. I drove entire RVs hauling like 10-foot enclosed trailers with golf carts that we don't even own.
Yeah.
To Country Stampede and back. Sorry, a music festival, whatever. Yeah. And I was like 23.
Yeah, dude, I was going to bring this up.
Or maybe 25, I guess. I don't know, whatever the age is. I was the age that you can do that. And I was hungover all the time.
Yeah,
constantly. Because you were doing the night show and then having to come in.
Yeah, and if you're going to be funny on the night show, beverages are
included. Beverages are included. But that's not to say we didn't take very care of the things that people let us have. I mean, I took pride in that. But I was like,
you were white knuckling it all the way down.
White knuckling. I'm like, are you sure?
Well, dude, one time, one of those trips, one of my really good buddies, Kalen, was with me. And we're standing there next to my truck. And you get in to drive off. Off, and as you start going, we looked at each other like, oh no, this is not going to end well.
You're like, Godspeed, did a couple Hail Marys.
I go, we're going to let her get about 30 minutes ahead of us, just and then we'll lead. Start going. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll bring up the rear so at least we can clean up the mess on the way out.
We'll find her when she's off the road, no big deal.
Top fan Rev J says, jewelry repossession in a very rough areas of various cities.
Oh my God.
While unarmed.
No way.
Thing he had to do. Kristen says, well, I dairy farm, so it probably involves long shovels, long gloves.
Oh man, I have two friends that are dairy farmers, and they're the weirdest dudes I've ever met. So, like, because you do so many crazy jobs at crazy times. Yeah. And it's just tons of work.
And I think as a dairy farmer, you also have to have, like, a stomach of steel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think you're always encountering weird scenarios.
Yeah.
And then we had our part-timer, now part-timer, Hannah, regale some words of wisdom from Coriel and said, it's required you take at least 2 to 3 fireball shots right now with me. I know it's 8 a.m., but this is a pregame, and it's literally a requirement for this position, so you have to take these. It'll also warm you up. It's fine.
That's right.
It was really cold out. I had her best interest at heart.
Absolutely, you did.
Don't worry. I made it very well known that she did not actually have to, but she actually had to.
It's part of the rite of passage.
You don't have to, but I'm never going to talk to you again if you don't.
You can let us know about the extreme things you've done for your job on Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969.
Check this out. Here's what's trending online now.
Kix 96.9.
And what's trending is brought to you by Winner's Circle Auto Center.
3.
Netflix is moving from quarterbacks to receivers in the second season this summer. They had, of course, quarterback was the big one with Patrick Mahomes and Marcus Mariota and Kirk Cousins that were featured with Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions and Patrick Mahomes' 2 p.m. Productions putting it on. They were going to do another season of quarterback. Nobody wanted to do it. And now they moved on to receivers.
Oh, man.
And it will feature a Las Vegas Raider, Devonta Adams, Minnesota Viking, Justin Jefferson, Niners, George Kittle, and Deebo Samuel, and Detroit's Amon-Ra St. Brown. But, like, is this a sign for your fantasy football teams to not draft any of these guys?
Why?
Because of the curse that happened last time around with the quarterbacks series. Everybody did horribly, except, of course, Nick's favorite player.
If you guys saw in the video earlier, we got the champions 2 times in a row t-shirt on today.
Yeah, Husker Nick's rocking the Chiefs champions shirt.
Mahomes did all right. Dude, it'll be crazy. I feel bad because Kittle's hilarious.
Yes,
that dude,
he is.
That guy will be must-see TV. Guy. Like, why is he not a WWE wrestler? That's what I want to know.
He wants to be.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, his dad's like an all-time Olympic bodybuilder. Like big.
Wow.
And like he's a character in his own right too, so it should be fun.
So watch for that this summer.
Yeah, should be good.
And maybe question or not what drafting them for your fantasy draft in the fall.
More Kate Middleton drama. The Information Commissioner's Office has confirmed it received a breach report and is investigating claims that staff at the London clinic where members of the royal family receive health care tried to access Middleton's private medical records.
God, this is ridiculous.
I know, people are
illegal.
Just doing
that too.
The most over this. So
well,
the princess,
what if she's a robot?
We might find that out.
We're trying to figure out is that she's a robot or not?
Cyborg. Yeah.
Like she's going to like accidentally drop a knife while she's cutting up a steak and it's going to hit her on the top of the hand and it's going to cut her and she'll bleed and she's going to be like, oh good, I'm still human. But then she'll look at the knife and see that the tip of it is bent. And then realize there is metal inside there.
I thought you were going to say the knife goes into the top of her hand and then she just kind of keeps going about her day and then she realizes everybody's staring at her and she's like,
what? She has a knife in her hand.
Oh, wait. Ow!
The scary part would be if all of a sudden she appeared out of nowhere naked and was like, I'm looking for John Connor. And then she's like, she's a Terminator now.
It's the end of days. Be prepared.
What if she's a Terminator? I like her more.
Yeah.
I'd like her more.
I think so too.
The princess underwent that abdominal surgery back in January. She's been healing away from public eye and people are just going nuts with conspiracies, theories and whatnot. The Kensington Palace spokespersson declined to confirm or deny the report.
Hey, serious note though. I'm just happy she's okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So the Nebraska Board of Regents yesterday all of a sudden updated their agenda saying today's meeting is going to be a big old meeting about the new university president.
Oh,
they just decided like, hey, you know what? It's been a year. Might as well find one.
It's
what
now
are we doing here?
An item for potential designation of priority candidate for the University of Nebraska president is what they put in for today's agenda.
Get some big news.
Did we just need our governor to yell at him? And then they were like, all right, I got the governor yelling at us. We might as well do something here.
Better move it along.
Yeah, that meeting happens this morning. We'll find out if it has any legs to stand on, if they actually have something figured out, or they're just going to come back and say, hi, we've got a couple of guys. We're not sure.
I would love it if this would be more like our presidential election and we got to have like someone standing up there making crazy jokes and yelling at each other and how much they hate each other and just saying just crazy things. I would watch that.
Absolutely. I think a lot 100%. Of people would. And then Nebraska has also agreed to a contract extension for the coach of the year, Fred Hoiberg.
Nice.
His new contract extends through the 2028-2029 season. We'll pay him $4.25 million at next season and increases with each subsequent contract year.
So nice.
For Fred to get paid, which is, I mean, the Nebraska, their first tournament appearance since 2014. Chance to win their first game in the NCAA tournament coming up on Friday.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be watching.
It's a 5:50 game, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 5:50, and then the ladies play at like 9-ish. So on the same day. So there you go. That's what everybody's going to be talking about today. This has to be decided today. A time-sensitive couples therapy.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Corey Ellen, Husker Nick on Kix 96.5.
Today, the reason I say it's time sensitive is because it basically Logan's life for the next couple days will be in balance.
Oh no!
If this doesn't get figured out today, and so he reached out to us via email and is on the show asking for our help. Good morning, Logan.
Good morning.
All right. So, what's going on that we have to be these lifesavers for you?
Well, you are absolutely right. This is time sensitive. It is March Madness week.
Yeah, baby.
It is like my Olympics. It is the best 4 days of the sports year, wall-to-wall basketball. So it's like a big holiday for me. I never miss it. And it's been kind of a tradition that I usually take 4 days off of work so that I can catch it all. I spend time with my friends. We get together. Do a lot of drinking, a lot of partying, you know, put some bets down, and we have a great time. So, usually my off days for the week are Monday, Tuesdays, so okay. Then I take 4 more in addition, so I've got the week.
Nice. So, okay.
Yeah.
This sounds awesome.
So you get it. My wife feels that maybe... taking 4 days of vacation for this is too many, and that I should just select 2 of those days to take off to watch March Madness and hang out with the guys. And that I am finding to be a little bit of a challenge.
Okay. So your wife, Jocelyn, does not want you to use 4 vacation days to enjoy March Madness. Mm. Let's bring Jocelyn in here and see what she has to say. Good morning, Jocelyn.
Good morning.
Okay, so not a fan of him taking all these days off or March Madness or both?
It has nothing to do with March Madness. It's okay, last year he ran out of vacation and 6 days. And so, you know, I just think that it's a good idea to bank a couple of extra days just in case we decide to go somewhere, in case there's an emergency that he needs to take that time off for. You don't need to go with your buddies for 4 days in a row to party. We're 35 years old. We're not 22 anymore. We can sit home alone for a couple of days and you can hang out with them for the other two. That's how I feel about it.
I know. I can see... the wheel's spinning for Husker Nick because this March Madness is a big deal for you.
Man, I'm especially... So if he's got... The way he brought up his, quote, off days, this man probably does a blue-collar job, is what I'm guessing, and that his weekend is on Monday, Tuesday, so he works on the weekends usually.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm going to vote for hanging out with your buddies, but, you know, well, I don't know. This is why we have the people.
Yeah,
to chime in on this thing.
When you have so few opportunities for time off, though.
Yeah.
Don't you want to make them count?
That's
a good point.
Make them count.
That's a good point.
But you never know what's going to pop up. I mean, especially if these jobs are really stringent on being gone and for what purpose. I mean, what, this is dark, but like, you know, what if there's a death in the family? What if there's something that you have to travel for and you have to take a couple of those days? What if you get really sick?
Not everybody's like me who has like a month of vacation to go through.
What if on, geez, JP.
I was making a joke.
Yeah, it wasn't a joke. You do have a month to go through.
No, I believe what about, you when you said
hey,
it.
What if he misses the most epic Saturday in the history of March Madness, and he's not there with his buddies, but he's sitting at home alone, you know, listening to the sounds of silence and crying because he's not with his friends.
All right, well, we've given you our opinions on it.
Old friend.
I think what we'll do is we will let the people decide your fate, Logan. So here we go.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
466-9696. Call in and let us know whose side you're on, Team Logan or Team Jocelyn.
Yeah, Team Logan, take all 4 days off. For Team Jocelyn, only take two.
You can let us know on Facebook, X, and Instagram as well. KX969 or 466-9696. We'll take your calls and decide his fate coming up. Couples Therapy every Wednesday. And today, it's all about the madness. Logan reached out to us, if you're just joining, and says he takes 4 days off every year for March Madness to dive into basketball and beers and betting with his buddies. Ooh. It's something that makes him happy. It's one of his best times. And his wife, Jocelyn, is saying, no. You need to pick two of these 4 days that you've been doing for forever. So you can bank a couple for sick days, family stuff. You never know what could happen, and you ran out of those last year. So let's think responsibly. Plus, you're 35. You should be able to take a couple of those days off as an adult and be home and save those extra vacation days. And we want to know from you what team you're on.
Yeah, so on Facebook, KX969, Kevin says, he's a grown man with a wife. He should probably use what little vacation time he has for something more productive than getting drunk and watching basketball.
Mm. Oh, man.
Jasmine says, apparently I'm the odd one, but I agree with the wife. When you have limited PTO available, you don't have the luxury of using it all up in March. You're not in your 20s anymore. You have a family to consider. Grow up and act like it.
Michael says, Team Logan, my goodness gracious, seriously, Jocelyn, let your husband have fun. You take this away, he will resent you. Pick your battles because you're going to lose this one, guaranteed. Randall on Twitter says, I'm 50 and I still take days off to watch March Madness. Go have fun with your buddies.
Levi says on Facebook, KX969, says, March Madness is the best 4 days fan of the year. It's madness, I tell you. Take all 4 days madness. Off and don't look back.
Yeah, gosh, it is pretty fun because it's just wall-to-wall, nonstop action.
Roseanne says his life needs to revolve around his actual life and not what's on TV or a sports team. She is definitely Team Jocelyn.
You know, the biggest thing that I think is coming out of this for me is when they made the comment, you know, you're 35. It's time to, you know, stop acting like a child. Mm-hmm. And every time we heard that, I saw in the video Coriel cringe a little bit. Because she's closing in on old.
My eyebrow twinges.
Coriel's like, oh, no.
I'm getting there.
No.
It looks like a majority of our listeners say, Logan, you should still be allowed to enjoy yourself for all 4 days.
Ooh, baby.
Hear and accept that.
Jocelyn, I'm sorry. It seems like you're a loser in this situation.
Oh, jeez. I don't know why that's so harsh.
I feel like I should have expected that right before March Madness would not be the time to have.
Yeah, right. People are extra fired up.
Yeah, this was kind of like a 1-16 matchup here. You really didn't have a shot.
Michael says compromise and just do 3 days, so at least shave off one if you are so inclined, Logan. Otherwise, he is kind of... He's the winner. But Jocelyn, you did have more support, honestly. I don't mean to be rude, but you have more support than I thought you would have, truly. Right. I kind of thought this was going to be a sweep. And there are still quite a few people that see where you're coming from. So it's not all for nothing.
I will take some solace in that.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
One more from Mandy on X. Life is way too short, so enjoy. Just try to find things that you enjoy doing. And it's true. I mean, ever since the pandemic, I think people are reshaping what they do with their time. And they want to enjoy yourself a little bit and get out and have fun and live life. Because YOLO, right?
Oh, my God, JP. planet that I think still verbally says YOLO. And hey, I'm here for it.
Okay. Well, hey. Jocelyn, thank you for... I'm sorry you came on and got beat like a 16 seed. But we appreciate you listening to the show and being on the show.
Yeah, we love you.
Thank you.
And Logan, have fun. Best of luck on your brackets, buddy. Hopefully things go well.
Hey, thank you. YOLO all the way.
Thank you very much. And if you need our help, we are here for you with Couples Therapy on Wednesdays. Just reach out Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969.
Come aboard. We're expecting you.
So, Coryell is thinking about going on a cruise.
Oh, no. Like the love
not at
boat?
All.
You're not?
No. That's the whole point, is I don't want to go.
You don't want to do this. Oh, it's your boyfriend Jackson that wants to go.
Oh, wait. Yeah. So this is Jackson's idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in. Talking about, you do it.
We were talking about, like, vacations or something.
Yeah.
Just where we'd like to go and things we'd like to try someday. And then I said, there was a commercial that came on for a cruise.
Okay.
And I said, well, that's one thing, like, I just have actually zero desire to do.
Yeah,
I have negative zero desire to do. And then he looks at me like I was crazy. And I said, I've said this before. You might have just not taken me seriously.
Right.
I don't want to go on a cruise. And he thinks I'm nuts. He'd love to. He wants to try one. He wants to go on one.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I've heard good and bad.
Right.
I've heard more bad than good. I don't want to be stuck with a bunch of strangers out in the middle of nowhere. I can't swim very well. I don't like the pitch black darkness.
Just
heard the food can be terrible. I don't like the big loud blowhorns. I'm not really akin to the salty air. I don't like it.
Just look him right in the eyes next time he says this. Give him a little wink and say, you can get me in a bathing suit on a beach anytime you want.
See? Okay, well, okay. Thanks, Nick, for the great idea.
Yeah.
But
and
that's
just
the
wink
thing.
At him. Give him a little winky wink.
That's the point is, if you want... Because they do have the colder cruises, like the Alaskan cruises.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
You know, when people think of cruises, you typically think of sun and
fun
and tanning and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you can do that with 2 feet on land.
Yeah. You know, I always tell people, it's hard to die falling off a cruise ship if you never get on a cruise ship.
Exactly.
But that's an old saying, you know, in the old Gregeth family.
But it's something, though, that... Like, if it's like, you feel like you're going to miss out on something, like an experience.
The only shred of my being that secretly wants to try it is only for the fact that I can say I've tried it, because I'm such a, I'll try anything once,
right.
Probably twice,
you are.
Actually, because maybe I didn't like it the first time and there is a reason why, I don't know.
Yep.
I'll try anything twice, basically.
Right.
I just,
second date.
Maybe not. That's the exception.
You know, I had a thought.
Just once. That's
what
so,
if you?
That's
what
it.
If your rebuttal to Jackson is, tell you what, Jackson, when the day comes that they make a Nickelback cruise ship,
I'm on it.
Then I'll be.
You're here. Right. I
Nickelback is going to be your host band for the cruise.
Yeah.
Don't
they
even
do
need
that.
To
there's
tell
like,
you where I am. You'll
there's
know
groups
where
that
I
do
am.
That.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
like, you can go on a cruise with, like, for me, when Bert Kreischer was doing his cruise, I really thought about it. I'm like, one of my favorite comedians. I would love to spend some time on a cruise ship with him. And I saw the videos, and the party looked like a lot of fun. That would be fun.
I just feel like if it's going to be a Nickelback cruise, though, that just it can't be actually like in a real standard cruise setting. A Nickelback cruise needs to be on something that looks like it might sink at any time. It needs to be kind of wood, and it needs to have like turf on the bottom with some.
And it's got to be sailing in heavily pirated waters.
Yes.
Like there's IMD.
If I'm going to do it, I'm going to have to full send it.
So what I keep thinking
really
of
weird.
When you guys brought this up, the thing I thought of is I have literally interviewed one of my favorite former Husker defensive backs, Eric Warfield, who, do you remember that ship where they got stuck at sea and there was fecal matter overflowing?
Yes.
He was on that ship.
He was on that?
Yes.
Wow.
And I interviewed him on ESPN about it. He called me from it.
No.
And he was just like, it's terrible. And from then on out, I was like, why would I ever do this?
And then also, I'm on Cruise Talk on TikTok.
You seriously are?
Yes. And I also understand, the more you search things and you watch things, whatever, your algorithm is going to pop up and it's going to feed into your biases. Mm-hmm. So I understand that. But I'm just saying, the videos I've seen lately of the Disney cruises of the horn that's like boom, 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 boom. It was stuck on repeat. repeat for an insane amount of time at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And they're so loud, it makes children's bodies like flop to the ground and they go into hysteria. It is that loud.
To be fair, there's 0% chance you're asleep at 3 a.m. if you're on a cruise ship. You're
on
still
a Disney cruise ship? Of course I am. What are you going to do on a Disney cruise ship?
You don't,
I don't know.
I'm no, those are person. Crazy. They do half the boat for the kids, and they have these little trackers on them, so you know where they're at all times, and they send them off. And then they have a whole side for the parents to just get ham-boned.
Well, you got to have that if you're going to be stuck with your children at sea.
Ask my favorite Chicken King, Hooksy. He's gone on two of those, and he said they're the greatest thing ever.
Okay.
Because you just know where your kids are, and you're just in a pool with adults hanging out drinking. And he's like, it's an all-night thing.
And that would be great for parents, but I don't have kids, so I definitely am not doing a Disney cruise.
Well, then you don't have to worry about the horn on a Disney cruise going off at 3 a.m.
Any other horn can malfunction.
We did have Brian message the show and say, do we not remember when Coriel got stuck in Europe?
That's true. You're
like, you are the worst vacationer ever.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, all right. That's fair.
I mean, if there's anybody I know most likely, like when you were in high school and you graduated, in the high school thing, she was most likely to fall off the side of a cruise ship is what you got
yes,
voted.
Yes.
Like, of course.
Okay. We're going to post it up because we want to know from you guys, maybe some that have experienced cruise ships, maybe not.
Sway my opinion. Yeah. Should I go on it or am I steadfast and just don't go?
And why?
Should I go? Should I not go on a cruise? Tell us why on Facebook, KX969.
It's the Florida Man Game with your chance to win.
Seriously.
Coriel brings the questions, the stories, and you have to try to decipher whether or not a Florida man or woman did this, said this, and
caused this
commotion. Did the bartender who slaps people in the face, did that make the list?
I did not.
Okay, dang. All right, well, then you'll have to listen back to the podcast.
Sorry. I did.
It's okay.
I did look up what these bartenders look like.
Mm-hmm.
Tusker Nick's face on the
pulling
camera.
Pulling in $6,000 a night?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. these ladies are scantily clad is how I would put it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, if you want to know more about that story, it'll be on our podcast at KZKX.com.
It's part of their uniform.
At like 6:10 this morning.
There's not a lot of uniform going on.
It's their job-issued uniform.
Birthday suit.
Or the very little amount of uniform.
Yeah.
Playing the Florida Man Game with Coriel today is Christy. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
All right, Coriel, take it away.
Christy, have you heard this game before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, cool. So you kind of know it's a couple headlines, and then you have to tell me whether they're true or false, and there is a dead giveaway usually on what's false, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Headline number one, Florida man tells cops the cocaine found in his car blew in from the wind.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
True or false?
Blew in from the wind. I am going to say true.
Yes, you are correct.
So it blew in his car from the wind blew it in, huh?
Well, it did not actually do that. That was what he claimed.
Right.
Yeah.
I like it.
Florida man, headline number two, Florida man caught with active meth lab in pants. True or false?
False.
She's saying false.
In his pants?
Yep. Caught in his pants.
Oh. This sounds like
she's wrong.
She's wrong.
Yeah, sorry. We had miscommunication.
Is that an active meth lab in your pants, or are you just happy to see me?
Or are you
me?
Just
is
happy
that,
to see me?
This sounds like a pickup line.
It does, doesn't it?
Unfortunately,
not a great
but
one.
Fortunately, or whatever, you were wrong. It is true. It's a portable... I don't know anything about this. It's a portable lab. It's like a pot or something that allows for, you know,
like
transportation.
Go-Go Gadget meth lab
and
or something?
Smaller batches in less time or something. So sometimes people do it. And that's the active part is, I mean, you can literally, I guess, this guy was brewing the weird stuff in his pant legs.
Wow. I've got a joke, but I don't want to say it because I don't want the HR person from Council Bluffs calling and asking for me to be fired this week.
Oh, no.
But just know I had a really good Council Bluffs joke I could have used.
And you didn't use it.
But a person who's at HR for the local city government wanted me fired.
Yeah.
Horribly a few weeks ago.
For what it's worth, I remember growing up in Odo County, the number of meth labs they'd find alongside county roads exceeded the amount of people in a county one year.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm not kidding you.
That is crazy.
Don't do drugs. Right. Okay. Florida man steals 36,000 pounds of Crisco. True or false?
Sweet.
Crisco? Oh my gosh. True.
You are correct.
How many pounds of Crisco?
36,000 pounds or 18 tons of Crisco.
You can make a sweet slip and slide with that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Crisco, by the way, can be used for frying or making delicious baked goods, or I should say that's what you pray to God it's used for, but if you've never used Crisco, that's what it's...
That's the idea.
It's purpose.
Rub that on the bottom of your sleds and they'll fly faster.
Zing!
Okay, Florida man arrested at surgical center for attempting self-colonoscopy. True or false?
True.
I said self-colonoscopy.
Oh my gosh.
I thought you said soft. I don't know why. Sorry.
Is there such thing?
I didn't realize that was an option we could choose.
For attempting a soft colonoscopy.
JP's like, is that an at-home kit? Like, what do we got going on?
Where do we find that program?
That's amazing. That sounds like an underground band name. Yeah. Soft colonoscopy.
Soft colonoscopy. I'm adding that to the band list.
It is, unfortunately for you, it's false. You got that wrong. But that's okay. You've done well so far, Chrissy.
You got two so far.
Okay, here's the last headline.
Okay.
Florida man caught serial tooting in mailboxes of retirement community. True or false?
True.
Incorrect. No. Tooting. Toots come from butts. So usually the dead giveaway for the false ones are butts, one.
That's
are
all
butts
right.
related. Not but you know always. What? Not always. But
she's
most
still
times.
A winner in our book.
We're you are a winner.
Darn rootin' tootin'.
Absolutely.
Darn
rootin' tootin'. Tootin'.
I could see
somebody farting in mailboxes. It is a thing that probably would happen in Florida.
Yeah.
Of all places.
You got plenty right.
I'm going to Florida next week, so I will keep my eyes out for these crazy stories.
Yeah, report back to us.
Chrissy, take notes.
Let us know if you see anything crazy. Don't just be careful. Don't go to the Villages. That is a retirement community that has the largest STD breakouts in the history of any place.
Sure.
So just that avoid.
That's terrible.
Just avoid eye contact everywhere you go. You'll be fine.
But they have beer that flows under the streets.
They do. They do. Chrissy, thanks for listening.
Thanks
for playing. You're going to go see Brothers
Thank
Osborne,
you.
All right?
Yay.
All right, there you go. That's the Florida Man game for today. You may not know what it is, but we do because we are, well, it's our show, so we know what our big thing is today.
So we know best.
Yeah, and we know who's working for a living, who's a part of Workplace Wednesday.
Taking what they're giving, because I'm working for a living.
We do Workplace Wednesdays every Wednesday. Thanks to our friends Maze Popcorn for adding to the fun. We get you to shout out where you're listening to us while you're at work.
Yes.
And when you do so, you are entered to win an awesome popcorn bar from Maze Popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
We had our February winner we announced yesterday.
Yes.
Was Deborah Niedermeyer.
That was Tecumseh Hospital, I think?
It is the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh.
Yeah,
so Tecumseh. Johnson County Hospital is getting hooked up with Maze Popcorn, thanks to Deborah.
Yeah.
And it's that simple. So we like to hear where you guys are popping, where you're hanging, where you're listening to us.
Where are you popping?
Where
are
you popping?
Apparently, Jennifer is popping, according to Heather at UNL Animal Sciences. So from Heather, shout out to Jennifer, of course. They're always popping up on this list. Andrea at Omaha Police Department.
The
Andrea!
OPD!
I always see, I used to, I guess. I'm pretty sure I used to see her on X, formerly Twitter, every once in a while.
That would be fun. And I'm sure, it'll be on the OPD scanner on Twitter and saying that, hey, we just won popcorn sometime. We'll have to make that happen.
Jennifer also gave a shout out back to Heather at UNL Animal Science Department. That will always be a running thing.
That should be.
Tanya says, shout out to Carol Ann and Esmeralda at Aqua Systems. They are just the best, most fun coworkers to get to hang out with every day.
What is water so, Tanya, softening equipment supplier here in town is
Carol Ann or Carolyn, but I think it's Carol Ann.
You're right. I think it's Carol Ann.
Esmeralda. Right. I guess you two are just the coolest. So thanks, I guess ladies. I'm a little jealous of Tanya. She gets to hang out with apparently the best people around.
I mean, it does seem like they're better than me. So then you.
I didn't say that.
I'm just kidding.
If that's what you took away from it, JP,
they seem like pretty amazing people.
Might just be true. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, there's a lot of familiar names on the list too. Maddie, Nebraska Environmental Trust, and Jason at WSM Industries. You can get yours in KZKX.com. If you are listening to Kicks while you work away at that J-O-B, not only do you get the shout outs, but you might win that Mays popcorn bar, which, you know, everybody likes snacks. That makes a day go by a lot quicker and lessens the blow a little bit from having to work all day. So
I know like half of us are, our minds are already on March Madness and Nebraska and the basketball teams. And so it's like, I don't know if I can get through this work day. Oh, Mays popcorn.
A little bit of popcorn from Mays would help, I think.
That'd be helpful. So if you want to get in for that and bonus points, if you give us a message as well, like say hi to Carolina and Esmeralda. I've tried, I cannot convince Coriel nor the management above to just get you more opportunities to win the popcorn bar by sending us messages. But I mean, I tried.
Yeah, you try. You do. You're a man for the people.
That's what I have to do. All right. Well, the man of the people and the woman of the people and then our friend Husker Nick. We'll all be back tomorrow. We'll have an all-new Deal Number Dump 'Em and helping Janie with the situation she is in. We'll get JP Mex's guest for more Brothers Osborne tickets, a visit from our friend at the Capital Humane Society. You can also let us know what you think about Coriel going on a cruise or not.
Sway my opinion. Either way, am I right in my opinion that they're gross and I have zero desire to go on them because they're also kind of scary? Or
should you just YOLO and enjoy?
Yeah, should I just throw caution to the wind?
You can let us know about that on Facebook. That'll be a part of the conversation tomorrow.